Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Video games have stories of their own.
That's right. The original Mario Brothers game was about two plumbers who had to defeat all kinds of strange creatures that were creeping out of the sewers of New York.
Not quite sure they were successful.
Well, Sonic the Hedgehog was a whole series of stories about his battle against the evil Dr. Robotnik.
So you might think an author wouldn't like video games, really, would see them as a form of competition, maybe even mindless drivel.
And yet, Salman Rushdie likes them. And if he doesn't play them himself, he's at least written a book that sees Nintendo as a fitting companion for Sherlock Holmes.
Three cheers for imagination, wherever you may find it.
Salman Rushdie, level uber 5, a uber-poning wizard of words. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 16th. Uber Ponage.
What did you, that sounds like some kind of fatwa. What?
No, Uber Ponage. You know, it means okay. He's, you know.
Video game.
He's
all
electric
right.
Duck, man.
Stop. Salman, come on in here. You're going to have a whale of a time, buddy. Just get your butt in here. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. The British government is expected now to pay out millions of dollars to around a dozen men who say they were tortured overseas. Half of the men were held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. They claim British agents knew they were being tortured there but did nothing to stop it. It's believed the British government settled to avoid a trial that would have put its intelligence services under a spotlight and cost up to $80 million. Meanwhile, the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee here in New York City may have hit a snag. A juror has asked to be excused, raising the possibility of a mistrial. She sent a note to the judge saying she felt threatened by fellow jurors because they didn't agree with her verdict.
The incoming class of House Republicans doesn't have any legislative powers yet, but they've already scored their first win on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's a master at getting federal pork projects for his home state of Kentucky, has fallen in line with the Tea Party and is now backing a ban on earmarks.
There is simply no doubt that the abuse of this practice has caused Americans to view it as a symbol of the waste and out-of-control spending that every Republican in Washington is determined to fight.
President Obama, another proponent of an earmarks ban, welcomed McConnell's change of heart. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, New York Congressman Charles Rangel walked out of his House Ethics trial after he was denied more time to raise money for a lawyer. House Ethics Committee Chief Counsel Blake Chisholm says the trial will go on.
There are no genuine issues as to any material facts in this case. As a result, the case is ripe for decision.
Rangel faces 13 counts of financial and fundraising misconduct that could bring formal censure.
The vote counting continues in the still undecided Senate race in Alaska. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski has a narrow lead of 1,700 votes over Tea Party candidate Joe Miller, but 7,500 votes are being contested, some with simple spelling errors. Nearly 17 million families in America had trouble putting enough food on the table at some point last year. A federal report on food security also found this disturbing trend.
From 2006 to 2010, we saw a 48% increase in the number of people who are coming to the doors of food pantries and soup kitchens. That is a huge amount.
That's Feeding America Vice President Carrie Denniston. She says overall the hunger rate remains at its highest level in 15 years.
Finance ministers in the Eurozone meet today to decide if Ireland needs a bailout to pull it out of its recession. And this morning it was announced Prince William and girlfriend Kate Middleton are engaged. They'll get married in London next year with, I'm sure, a small, simple ceremony.
Quiet.
With no frou-frou. Yeah.
Yeah,
William
I wonder
is
if they can
second
rent a
in
hall
line to the
something.
British throne.
You know, maybe
just elope.
Some,
why not elope?
Castles or anything or palaces that they could find?
After all those budget cuts, you'd think they could just go to the Justice of the Peace.
Have a place they could go.
Asian and European
tent.
Markets are down right now, so our futures. The Dow will start at 11,201, the S&P at 1,197, the NASDAQ at 2,513. Well, as advertised, we will be speaking with author Salman Rushdie about his new book today. It was inspired by his video game playing 13-year-old son.
And is he going to bring his Xbox into the studio?
I don't know. Maybe he plays PS3.
So. All right.
Who knows?
Coming up, we get a rare look inside a U.S. prison run in Afghanistan as that war evolves. The insurgency, more difficult than imagined by NATO.